We find ourselves in the period of the Omer, the period of time spanning the recently passed holiday of Pesach to the upcoming holiday of Shavuos, a period of time in which, for many centuries, there has been a great focus, for a variety of reasons, on interpersonal development, and particularly in the realm of kavod. Kavod, translated as honor, from the Hebrew word kaved, which means heavy, where I recognize that something has substance, it has value. And when I recognize about my peer, my colleague, my social circles, my family members, that each of them have a great value, they are of great substance. Perhaps we won't focus on their weight, but on the more abstract elements of who they are that warrant my respecting them, and finding that in everybody with whom I interface, that becomes a focus in this block of time. To get some perspective on what kavod means, how it's manifest, let's look at an example from ancient history. There used to be such a thing many, 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 it seems, eons ago called letter writing. It was a means by which mankind would take some implement in hand and take pen to paper and create communication with each other that was longer than 144 letters or more articulate than some OMGs and LOLs and emojis. But in letter writing, one of the great sages of pre-war Europe describes that if I have kavod for my peer, then when I have to communicate with him, I am cautious to see to it that the paper upon which I'm writing is neat, it's not in any way wrinkled, it's not smudged, and the ink that I'm using is going to be a nice-looking ink and pleasant to the eye, and the terminology that I use, and the handwriting, remember that? Remember penmanship? My handwriting is going to allow the reader to be comfortable reading the message I'm sharing with him or her. And to do otherwise, to quickly jot some words, and I know what I'm trying to write, and hopefully they'll figure it out too, that is a terrible violation of an anti-kavod, as the sage is writing. And again, if maybe letter writing isn't something we do all that often, but what that tells us about our communications of all sorts. Are we communicating a message simply because I want to get these words out, or am I focused on the other? Am I attentive to the other? Do I care enough about the other to see that they will understand my message, they will appreciate my message? And it's true of all facets of life. This idea of kavod, that I value you enough to care what you are experiencing in the moment, that is something which we must be attentive to in this block of time. A tool that can perhaps help us become more kavod-oriented and more excellent in this regard, kind of simplistic, but very important, relates to the very fact that it's very hard for me to be a kavod provider if I don't have a self-kavod. If I don't respect myself, it's very hard for me to respect others. If I don't honor myself, it's hard for me to honor others. What can allow me to simultaneously have a better sense of self-respect and let it overflow naturally to others is the recognition that every one of you, everyone with whom I interface, everyone whose life I touch, has been created in the image of God. But there's one other person who is also created in the image of God, and that is myself. And if I value myself because I realize I am godly, then I can more easily value you because I can recognize that you are godly. And if I can realize that I am surrounded by godly beings, then when I'm doing something that is lacking in dignity and it doesn't fit who I am, I'm a godly being, and it's unfair to all the other godly beings that I've been gifted to encircle my life with that incredible gift of friend or family or colleague or just the humanity with whom I interact that God has provided for my society. If I can recognize that I'm a godly being and I deserve to be acting in a dignified manner and they are godly and it's unbecoming for me to act in anything less than a dignified manner, that will translate into a a change in elevation in our various behaviors, our communications, our actions, the manners in which we do things should be impacted by the degree to which we view ourselves as, God forbid, if tragically I don't value myself and just I'm a little more sophisticated animal in a world of animals, then what type of behavior will I exhibit? In contrast, if I'm a godly being surrounded by other godly beings, well, that should be a radically more elevated type of behavior. So with this message in mind, as we are in this period of time heading towards the upcoming holiday of Shavuos, where mankind was gifted with the revelation of Torah, where Israel it becomes the conduit to bring God's message to the world. And we, as parties to that, because it's not a one-time experience, we relive that every year, and we become further charged with that opportunity and that obligation every year. So if I recognize that within myself, and I recognize I'm surrounded by the other beings who also share this Tzelem Elohim, this image of God, hopefully we can become more COVID conscious, and in so doing, become the type of people whose behavior, whose mannerisms, whose thought processes are more COVID focused, and in so doing, can certainly expect to be much more likely to achieve our tachlis.